next on the 5 o'clock report.
This was a major accident.
Cuomo's attempts at damage control are not working.
That siege was criminal behavior.
It is now time to open Texas 100%.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. A third Cuomo accuser has come forward now, claiming abuse by the New York governor. The 33-year-old says the governor made unwanted advances at a wedding 2 years ago, and she's got the photograph that proves it. The photo shows her grimacing as Cuomo is grasping at her cheeks.
The bullying, the harassment, the abuse, it's never been more clear that Cuomo's got to go.
New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio.
If these allegations are true, he cannot govern. He would not be able to govern.
Ann Thompson of NBC News says Cuomo's circle of support is getting smaller.
Cuomo's attempts at damage control are not working. His apology from earlier this week rejected. One of his accusers saying he is wielding power to avoid justice, and almost no politician in New York is speaking out in his defense.
We'll have more on the Cuomo controversy coming up. At first, an SUV loaded with 27 passengers crashed today into a tractor trailer in Southern California. It happened about 10 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. More than a dozen were killed.
Officials are trying to determine what caused the crash. It took place this morning just north of the U.S.-Mexico border. The SUV filled with passengers collided with a tractor trailer full of gravel. More than a dozen people were killed. Others were injured. They have been taken to hospitals.
The patients are, of course, going through a little bit of a difficult time, as you can imagine.
Adolph Edward is CEO of the El Centro Medical Center.
This was a major accident, and we are taking care of them in the emergency room department.
Steve Futterman, Los Angeles.
Life is about to return to normal in the Lone Star State.
It is now time to open Texas 100%.
Governor Greg Abbott.
Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Abbott says businesses can enact their own COVID restrictions. They don't need the state to tell them how.
If businesses want to limit capacity or implement additional safety protocols, they have the right to do so. It is their business. And they get to choose to operate their business the way they want to.
Again, the COVID restrictions and the mask mandates end next week in Texas. Congress votes tomorrow on a sweeping new election reform bill. The measure expected to pass with zero bipartisan support. It establishes a speech czar at the FEC, increases the authority of the IRS, and throws out state voter ID laws. Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson.
It is a radical liberal election reform bill. It weaponizes the Federal Election Commission.
Conservatives fear the voting reforms will lead to a federal takeover of our elections. Democrats argue they are necessary to clean corruption out of politics. Drug maker Merck is teaming up with Johnson & Johnson to help mass produce the one-dose COVID vaccine. This partnership will employ the powers of the Defense Production Act.
This is the type of collaboration between companies we saw in World War II. Here's what all this means. We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
President Biden at the White House just moments ago. FBI Director Chris Wray defending the response to the attack on the Capitol.
Wray pushed back on claims that his agency has been turning a blind eye to domestic terrorism.
That siege was criminal behavior. Plain and simple, and it's behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism.
He gave an update to the January 6th investigation.
The FBI has been working day and night across the country to track down those responsible for the events of January 6th and to hold them accountable.
And the big question he's facing, did the agency adequately communicate and disseminate the potential threat that day?
The way in which it handled, at least as I understand it, strikes me as consistent with our normal process.
Stacey Lynn, Washington.
Today was National Read Across America Day. Coincides with the birth date of legendary children's author Theodore Geisel. You know him as Dr. Seuss. The whimsical poet died in 1991, but his legend lives on with the event that celebrates childhood literacy. But the cancel culture has banned several Dr. Seuss books, calling them racist. Dr. Carol Swain is an African-American literary expert.
Dr. Seuss was a person that promoted racial unity if they would take the time to study him. But they don't. They go after anyone and everyone. No one's safe. What they're doing is dumbing down education. It hurts every student. Mm-hmm. We need to push back.
Dr. Seuss was snubbed today at the official White House Read Across America proclamation. A new study out shows a connection between social media use and binge eating in preteens. The University of California at San Francisco researched 9 and 10-year-olds for a one-year period. They found those who spent more time online tended to overeat. And still to come on the 5 o'clock report, how much longer does the governor of New York have? A lemonade stand like none other and a sports ministry that's changing lives in the COVID era.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. For tonight, a chilly night, though not as cold as it was last night, certainly not as windy. We'll find skies on average as partially cloudy, low temps, upper teens to the middle 20s, and rising overnight. Tomorrow, a little bit of sun, cloud cover, late day rain or snow shower, western and central New York, mild or breezy in the 40s, then colder Thursday with a sun-cloud mix, a few lake flurries. High temperatures Thursday, upper 20s to the middle 30s.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. A Western New York attorney who specializes in sexual harassment in the workplace is commenting today on the latest scandal to embroil Governor Cuomo. Heather Hansen says as the number of COVID accusers increases, the case against the governor strengthens.
It seems pretty clear as you listen to all three women's recitations of facts that it was a flirtation. And that certainly starts to develop the type of conduct that supports a claim for hostile work environment. Add to that the fact that Bennett, one of the accusers, was transferred further away from the governor, and all of a sudden the state has a problem as well.
Hansen says while the governor could be removed from office, she does not think he'll be impeached.
No one in New York has been impeached since 1913, and the standard for impeachment in New York is very vague. The statute that guides it is very vague. But even Democrats have alleged obstruction of justice on behalf of Cuomo for the nursing home stuff. I think that the House of Cards is starting to tumble, and if Cuomo doesn't resign, he's got a very, very difficult 2021 ahead of him. I don't think, however, that he will ultimately be impeached.
State Attorney General Tish James is in the process of hiring a legal team which will investigate the governor. The rollout of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine means school teachers in Pennsylvania will soon be able to roll up their sleeves and get the shot. Eric Hefke runs the Pharmaceutical Sciences Department at Harrisburg University.
The more people or the more entities that are manufacturing this vaccine, all of those factors will continue to bode well for the vaccination efforts in Pennsylvania, which have struggled.
This Williamsport woman says trying to get vaccinated against the virus has been nothing short of frustrating.
I do have vaccination frustration. Whatever vaccine becomes available to me, that's the one I will get. So I'm excited about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I want something that's going to get me out of my bubble and back with my family.
Again, President Biden just announced moments ago from the White House that any adult in this country that wants the vaccine should be able to get one by the end of May. Next at 5, Family Life's Bill Price is speaking with a man who's hosting a youth sports ministry to make inroads with kids in the midst of a pandemic. His name, Kevin Drake, and he's with Upward Sports.
Sports is a really vital tool for these kids. You look at the suicide rates among kids over the past year or so, it's just exploding and your heart breaks. But share with us why sports matters so much, especially now.
Yeah, that's a great point, Bill. And the Aspen Institute did a study called 2020 Project Play. In that study, they found out time spent by children on sporting events has declined 59%, and it's down significantly since the pandemic. And so the need for kids physically to get out and to exercise, and, you know, we know that sports teaches children about working well with others and about winning and sometimes losing and all of the great attributes that go with sports. And then, of course, for us as a ministry, all of our leagues across the nation also have a gospel-centered approach. Mm. And so every child that participates in Upward Sports will hear the gospel at halftime of every game.
A lot of kids are looking for answers, and if you can use something that they're interested in, a ball, a hoop, man, you got them. And then if you can sneak a little bit of the gospel message in there, more times than not, you got them hooked.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is one of the things that we're so thankful for through the pandemic, that God's allowed us to continue to work with churches throughout this crisis, because we know that the need is greater. And we also know that the need to spread the gospel is as great as it's ever been. And, you know, kids need Christ, their parents need Christ, and we're privileged to partner with churches to allow us to be a small part in using sports in a creative way to reach kids.
That's Kevin Drake with Upward Sports, this week's hometown hero on Family Life. Your nightly market report next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street stocks lower today. The Dow lost 144. The NASDAQ sank 230. The S&P off 32. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more. Find out more at AmbassadorAdvisors.com.
Hi, and we're back with today's MoneyWise Minute with Rob West.
In his book, The Word on Finances, financial teacher Larry Burkett said that contentment and complacency are not the same thing. He said, complacency means that when you have a problem, you suffer through it without complaining. But contentment means knowing that you're in the center of God's will, that you'll change the things you can change, but if you can't, you'll accept your condition knowing that God is ultimately in control. I think this is a helpful way to look at our money and our lives, knowing that God is certainly capable of giving you whatever you need, and that if you're doing your best to work as unto the Lord and manage what you do have according to His principles, you should have exactly what you need, no matter what challenges may come your way.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org. Write it down, moneywise.org.
New York Mets honoring the late, great Tom Seaver, Sonny.
The 5 O'Clock Report was brought to you in part by the House Connect family and Crickler Vending, with offices in Lancaster, Horseheads, and Rochester, New York. They provide vending services with food options made daily for offices and break rooms. The phone number is 888-284-6302.
Buffalo Past, Ohio, 86-66 already. Underway right now, number 6, West Virginia, hosting number 3, Baylor. Pitt hosts Wake Forest at 5:30. At 7 o'clock, look at this one. Number 2, Michigan, battle number 4, Illinois. Yeah. Penn State Lady Lions and Piscataway to play number 24, Rutgers. On the ice, Sabres in Madison Square Garden to play the Rangers. New Jersey hosting the Islanders. Battle of Pennsylvania, Penguins host the Flyers. And in the NBA, the 18-17 Knicks, first time over 500 this late in the season in 8 years, are in San Antonio to play the Spurs.
Bernard King, eat your heart out.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Certainly a cold day today, but some mild weather is on the way, if only for a day, as a shift in the breeze will bring in that milder air tomorrow, pushing temperatures past 40 before colder air returns for Thursday, heading into the weekend. For tonight, a chilly night, though not as cold as it was last night, certainly not as windy. We'll find skies on average as partially cloudy, low temps upper teens to the middle 20s, and rising overnight. For tomorrow, a little bit of sun, cloud cover, late day rain or snow shower, western and central New York, milder, breezy in the 40s, then colder Thursday with a sun-cloud mix, a few lake flurries. High temperatures Thursday, upper 20s to the middle 30s.
All right, Kevin, thank you. And finally, meet the Alabama girl who's selling lemonade for a good cause.
And then we mix it.
At Liza's Lemonade Stand in Birmingham, the menu options are quite extensive.
Cookies, decorating stuff, candy canes.
7-year-old Liza Scott using all the proceeds from her lemonade stand to help her pay for her brain surgeries. They could save her life.
Thank you. $100.
This little girl will undergo several operations this month, try and fix the brain seizures she's been having. Her mom says faith is what sustains her.
You know, in the moments when I feel like I can't breathe or awake in the night and I can't sleep, I pray. I'm on my hands and knees, literally praying.
So, says Elizabeth Scott, when life hands you lemons,
she makes amazing lemonade.
That is a great line. So far, Liza's Lemonade Stand has raised over $20,000 for upcoming surgeries, and she'll undergo her first one this coming Thursday.
Father, you are the great physician, so we just pray that you go before Liza and these physicians to bless her in a mighty way. In Jesus' name.
Amen.